Sorry, it's hard for me to not be really smiley when I'm around my parents. It's a funny thing to watch. I was thinking of, the joyful mystery where where Mary and Joseph find Jesus in the temple. And so sometimes when they're here, that's sort of what I find myself like. It's always a little challenging when your family is around in some way because, I don't know, as a kid, I probably took center stage a lot too, as a little kid, so maybe it was a little prefigured and stuff. But I was thinking that the famous Yankees catcher Yogi Berra once said that behind every man, they say behind every man is a good woman, but behind me was usually an umpire. And I thought about that. I thought just how funny he was. And it made me think, I was just like, behind every good priest is usually a good set of parents. It's not always the case, but it really helps. And it was funny that I saw my parents here today, and Justin's parents, Rick and Lily, are also here today. And so it takes more than good parents. It really takes, like they say, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I think it takes a whole lot more than that to raise a good priest. So I'm really just thankful for my parents today, for Justin's parents, and for all of you. I was thinking a lot about St. John the Baptist and just his way of choosing life. Things are just really, really difficult right now. And I hear that from all of you in so many different ways. Politically, here in our own city, even in just the United States, a lot of my friends that don't live here in Portland, of course, most of us are just sort of living our life, right? We're just going about living our life, but they see everything's on the news and they think I live in a war zone. And I don't know, maybe the rest of you get that same thing. Are you okay? Is everything okay? I was just like, I live in the suburbs in Beaverton and people are like walking their dogs and everything like that. And I have to try to explain that to people. But one of the things that all the great saints do, and that St. John the Baptist did probably better than anyone, is that he kind of removed himself from the world. He removed himself from relying on a lot of what the earth says that we have to do. And he focused on heaven instead. And he did so that he realized he had to kind of even extract himself from society to be able to carry out his mission. And although we can't maybe do that the same way radically that St. John the Baptist did, we can always learn from what he did. One of the things that always speaks to me a lot, I think it's in the Gospel of Matthew, is that Jesus says, no man born of woman is greater than St. John the Baptist. Every once in a while, phrases like that are said in the Gospel, and we should make sure that they don't just go over our head. So that means his example and the way he leads is extremely, extremely important for us. The fact that he points the way to Jesus. And again, like I said, of all the great saints, especially the apostles, one of the things that they do that makes them apostles, that makes them so close to Jesus, is that they always recognize who he is right away. And they sort of step in line behind him. And that's one of the most amazing things about their life, is that they're like, God is God. I think I've mentioned a couple times before in the psalm, the fear of the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. And so them knowing who God is and knowing who they are, you know, it's like, I must decrease, he must increase. Those things that St. John the Baptist said, it's such a recognition of the greatness of God, of how huge he is, and just how small we are in the grand scheme of everything. And so that's what we do by sort of shunning a lot of the earthly goods of the world. We have earthly goods, but I'll say this, my dad's the first one who told me this. You know, he said, we might be blessed with a lot in this earth, but we're generous with the things that we have, and it's sort of just like it's on loan to us. You know, if we can, you know, we might be blessed with some material wealth, but like I said, naked we come into the world and naked we leave. So we sort of have to utilize these things as if they're just on loan to us in this world. Sort of like easy come, easy go in a lot of ways. I mean, like I said, all of these things are easier said than done. But if we believe in who God is, if we believe in who Jesus is, and we believe in the same way that these great saints do, like St. John the Baptist, then the Lord will bring us the rest of the way. One of the things I was saying just yesterday is there's a friend of our family's who's been just really depressed and struggling lately in his life. And I said, you know, has he asked God, you know, for the things that he wants in a specific way, or the things that he needs? Sometimes we really rely on other prayers, or we rely on like, oh, God just sort of knows. But it is amazing that a lot of the times he waits for us to truly speak to him, because that's how we communicate. We're human beings. He communicates with us the way that we communicate. So sometimes we can't. It's just like in a marriage. If you just go around kind of like hoping that your husband or wife will guess what's on your mind, how well has that gone in some of your marriages? Not super well, right? You know, usually you have to make it known what your thought or expectation or desire is for it to really be clear. And we really need to do that same thing with God. We're people that speak. So we need to speak to God. We're just like, Lord, I need your help for this thing. I think it's very important to ask for what we really need and to not just think that God can just kind of predict everything. And so, I mean, he can, but he needs us to actually be the impetus to change ourselves. That's part of the reason that he gives us free will, is because we have to take those steps forward. And St. John the Baptist, the one that's the forerunner, again, the one that says, you know, I must decrease and he must increase, you know, here he comes. You know, just like that, we said, all of those people in that picture, all of the people in the picture, Mary, St. John the Baptist, Elizabeth, Zechariah, Joseph, you know, amazing parents guiding amazing saints in the world. And I think I mentioned this the other day, but I often sort of, when I'm sitting there making my holy hour in the morning, I'm sitting right there and I look at that Pietà. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And Mary is holding the way in her hands. And so, like I said, you know, we hold that rosary in our hands, which contains the mystery of Jesus' life. And she holds the way. And so we follow the way that Mary presents to us, the example that she gave in her divine will, the way that she lived, or the way in God's divine will, the way that she lived it out perfectly. And so that's what we seek to do. We seek to follow these examples. But we could really only do that if we renounce the world in some way, shape, or form. And so, like I said, it's a short life. Naked we come into the world, naked we leave. So we just have to keep focusing on it, keep turning our gaze back towards God, back towards God. When it gets distracted by things or stuff, we just turn back towards God. If we keep doing that, if we keep doing that to the moment that we breathe our last, then when we see the Lord, we'll just walk right in his direction. God bless you all today.